Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
We are well here in the wonderful valley of the Breda River. Thank you for having us.
Certainly so. Please tell us what brought the independents together and what areas are you representing?
Hi. We are based in Worcester. The Breda Valley is includes the towns of Rawsonville, Toes River, the Durrans, and obviously then the largest town being the main center is Worcester, as well as all the interlinking farming areas. The Breda Valley Independence, or the Breda Vallei Onafhanklik, because we're mostly an Afrikaans-speaking area, was actually established 21 years ago. So we've been in this particular area for a long time. Our focus is only the Breda Valley, although we've recently also moved into the Witzenberg, which is our neighboring municipal area.
Okay, that's very exciting. And so 21 years, and how have you been able to fare thus far?
Well, it's been, I think, relatively bumpy, to be honest. It started off quite well with a bang. And most of the initial energy was put into some sort of ratepayers' focus on, you know, service delivery, value for money, etc. But over the years, the focus has changed. We're much more a grassroots community-based organization as we are a political organization. As we said, we're not interested in parliament or, you know, provincial. Our level is capped at the district municipal level. So we are only participating in local government. And that's really where the government's tire hits the road. And that's where service delivery is actually failing our people. So this is our focus has changed. And we had, I think, two councillors initially. Then it went to one. And now we are back at two. And we are currently at four. So for the last 5 years, we've had four councillors in our municipality.
What is so service delivery is really what you stand for. You're also the chair of the local business forum. Is this something, when you say ratepayers, I mean, is this something to focus more on corporations, buildings, or is the human element as well?
No, just a quick correction. I was the chairperson of the Worcester Business Forum for 5 years prior to my position as a councillor for the Breda Valley Independent, because the two don't necessarily mix well. The business forum was primarily focused on business, obviously, but we had a small, you know, emerging informal trading focus. So that's where my heart lies. But it was very, very frustrating working with the municipality in the first 5 years that it was run by the DA. And you would imagine that coming from business, having the backing of, you know, from big industry right down to the informal traders, there would be an open door policy. And it was a really, really big struggle to try and get anything done in this town. And eventually I just, you know, said, okay, I think we need to go and join the opposition, make the opposition stronger, build capacity, engage, and see if we can't try and change this, the direction of this massive Titanic.
So I think the complexity that we have every time we have a guest putting forward their offering for their city or their part of the city, we do hear all the right things: service delivery, yep, less crime, you know, better economy.
For sure.
In what way would you do things differently if you're coming up as an opposition to the DA, which has got quite a strong hold there? Their claim, of course, is that they to get things done and that their service delivery is stronger. How would you do it differently, is the question.
Well, I suppose fortunately for us, the DA don't get things done here. You just have to go and look in our townships or they have lots of plasters, especially now recently, because they know that the elections are coming. So the last 6 months, they've been frantically retarring tarred roads in the more wealthier areas, but totally neglecting, you know, the impoverished areas, which have had 20 years of gravel roads and spilling sewers and children getting sick because they have to walk to school through sewerage. Mm. So that type of situation is so obvious to our electorate that we don't really have to sell much because it's so obvious that change is needed.
Well, I wish you very much luck. It's really great to know that a person from the area is trying to give back into Breda Valley. Mayoral candidate for the Breda Valley Independence, Nick Volschlecher, calling us here this morning from Worcester to give us their perspective of how they'd like to do things differently.